and welcome to 10 out of 10 Mood Watch Again with Lauren and Russ.
Hello.
I know last week at the end of the episode we said, oh, we'll do a movie that I like. And you were like, oh, well, I won't do the podcast. We were supposed to do that this week, but I got the dates wrong. It's me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me. So that's next week. Shut up. So that's next week's episode with us, with our first ever guest star.
It is, aye.
But this week we are coming to you with a McAllister classic, It Part 1, the 2017 version. Do you want to hit us with your usual knowledge of the film?
Aye, so obviously it's based on the book released in 1986 by Stephen King.
Banger.
Which called It, funny enough.
Funnily enough.
Aye, as you just stole from me there, released September 2017. Directed by Andy Muschietti.
Muschietti.
Tight jobby, shut up. Who also done Mama and The Flash.
He's
a fuck.
The TV show?
Oh, the new one.
Oh, God, right, okay.
On a budget of $35 million and it earned $700 million. Fucking bangers.
Because it's so good.
Yeah.
So, general overview of the movie, and I'll try and do this better. Murderous clown wakes up from a 27-year nap to eat some Wayne's. Gang of Wayne's fight off dead murderous clown.
There it is. Do you get that for AI?
No. Fuck you. I came up with that all on my own. So why do you love this movie?
I don't hate it.
Shut up. Hit me with the patter.
Oh, it was the best horror movie that came out that year.
So
we were buzzing for it for so long.
We were, weren't we? I remember, because we went, like, opening weekend. Like, you took the night off work, and we went, like, opening weekend.
I think we went to see it about three times, aye?
We did. Because remember, like, we wanted to go see it first ourselves, and, like, just sat there, and we're just pure in awe. And then we had pals that wanted to go see it, and we were like, we'll go. And then I remember as soon as it came out on DVD, pure old school, it was 2017, as soon as it came out on DVD, I got you for your birthday, and you and me just sat in that whole weekend. We got like hundreds of munchies, pure good dinner, and just sat and watched it. It was so good.
Aye.
So, will we dive into thoughts and opinions?
If you want, aye. It tends to be how it goes, aye.
Funnily enough. So, I mean, I've kind of spoiled my first thought and opinion, but I'm just like, I love this fucking movie.
Oh, I like, know, it's great.
It's so good. Like, see, watching it, I kept like forgetting to take notes. I kept putting my phone down because I was just like in it. And how many times? Totally. And we've seen this movie so many times, and every time there's something new to notice. Like, my attention is just on it the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, your favourite thing that you love to notice is that creepy fucking library.
Creepy library, can't I? That's the first thing I've got is there's a good cast. Like, the kid actors not are great in it.
They are so good.
Like, none of them are bad.
No, because I was going to say that as well. Like, they have such good chemistry with the kids. Like, and this is, we kind of use it as like a baseline. Like, now when you and me watch anything that's got like kid actors in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it can really go either way. Like, you can either get Stranger Things kids or it. Well, funnily enough, one of the Stranger Things kids isn't it. But you can get like stuff like that, or you can get, sorry, but the black phone, remember that one?
Yeah,
with Ethan
Hawke.
And like, Ethan Hawke was great in it, but those kids were dreadful.
Aye, it was tough.
I felt really bad because you and me left the black phone and we were like, those kids were shit. Then we were like, they're children. But it's, you can only get one or the other.
We've been quite lucky. I mean, Stranger Things kids are good.
Yep.
Then obviously Finn Wolfhard's in this as well. So I think we had maybe doing Stranger Things season one. This came out, then I think Stranger Things season two came out in October, so in a month.
Mm-hmm.
That's quite a good run for him.
Yeah, man.
We felt those to him.
Totally. And then the rest of the It kids have went on to do actually some really interesting stuff. Like, your man Bill, he was in that, was it Lords of Metal? We liked that. We thought that was really funny.
Mr. Harrigan's phone.
Yeah.
That was quite good. A bit weird, but it was quite good.
That was good. And Sophia Lillis, who is Bev, she's went on to do like loads of cool Netflix stuff as well.
Dungeons and Dragons too.
Yeah. Well, you know, that movie's a bit iffy.
It was all right for what it was.
Yeah, Dungeons and Dragons was like a perfect, it's Sunday, I'm hungover and I don't want to focus.
Aye.
Yeah.
Just nonsense. Like, couldn't really take it seriously.
No, absolutely
not.
No. I love as well, this movie is like, and obviously this is because we're basically going to sing the kids' praises for this fucking podcast. But like, it's the perfect balance of like proper shit yourself creepy, but then the kids come in and they make you laugh, and there's like a really good mix of like comedy and horror.
Yeah, yeah.
And I love when movies do that, because you'll be sitting there like 1 minute you're like on the edge of your seat, pure tense, yeah. And then 2 seconds later you're pure like ha ha ha.
I know, that is a good mix, and Finn Wolfhard's really good at it.
He's so good.
Just all the wee wisecracks that he make.
Do you know, as well, it's another thing, like, Steven, they're good as kids, and you're like, oh, I wonder what they're going to be like when they grow up. Obviously, Finn Wolfhard is still, I think, what is he, like, 20, 19, 20 now? Something like that. And, like, he's in the new Ghostbusters movies, and he's kind of branching out to do his own, like, kind of indie arty-farty movies, and he's, like, directing his own movies now.
Aye.
And they're actually okay, do you know what I mean? Like, Ghostbusters, I like the new Ghostbusters.
Oh, it's good, though.
But, like, he's really good, and he's stayed, like, consistently good from being a kid in Stranger Things all the way up to now, which
you're just right, he is consistently good.
Shut up. I was hoping maybe it'd blow right up.
Consistently.
It's a big word, leave me alone.
That's a new word we're using today.
I just thought all the jokes were good, all the, like, new kids on the block jokes were funny, like, and all the stuff, like, when they're just slagging wee Eddie and stuff. But that's another reason why I think part two didn't work, because we've got this relationship with the kids, they've got this effortless chemistry, they're so good, you actually give a fuck about these kids. And then by the time it gets to part two, you're like, every single one of the adults in part two, apart from Bill Hader, phoned that performance the fuck in. Like, they relied on what those kids did. And by the time it got to part two, I was like, I hate all of you.
Aye, they didn't really have the same energy in the... They didn't. The casting didn't work.
Absolutely,
by the way the kids
not.
Done it.
Absolutely. Well, I've got some useless information about that, but absolutely not. Like, it really pains me, and I know we're talking about part one, but it really pains me, because every time I watch part one, I'm like, oh, I really want to watch the next one, and then I always do it, and I'm always sitting there like, why? Why have we watched this? This movie is dreadful.
Yeah, it's painful. That's what we've done. We do it every time. We say, oh, we might as well watch part two, and we're like, nearly 3 hours long, and there's not many good bits in it.
No. But, you know, I have my own thoughts and opinions. Well, this is the thoughts and opinions. I might as well shoot them. Like, I think part one is, like, the way they do it, it's just a straight-up horror movie. Like, if you have no knowledge of it, the miniseries, the book, nothing, you can still watch it, and it's a horror movie. There is, like, hints to, like, the turtle, and there is hints to, like, all this other stuff. But you can just watch it and be like, that was freaky, I'm away. Whereas in part two, they really try to cram everything in. Like, as soon as it starts, it's like, Ritual of Chud, da-da-da, da-da-da, da-da-da. Yeah. And it's like, I feel like even if you were one of the ones who didn't know anything about it, went to see part one and then came back for part two, you're like, the fuck is all this Ritual of Chud shit? Why are they all running about being dicks? You know what I mean?
See, I've got one thing for my thoughts and opinions, and it's, do you think it would have been different if they made the movie like the book? If they try to include, like, the different timelines, that, because there's a lot of time jumps in the book.
Yeah.
I wonder if they'll ever make another one. Probably won't be for a while.
Nah.
If they could include that style of doing it,
that'd be
kind of
cool.
I suppose
it'd
be too big a production, though, because you need to have, what's that, 10 main characters?
Yeah. Well, if they can fucking do it for Infinity War, they can do it for Stephen King.
I don't know if they would give him the money.
Whoever
it would be.
But, yeah, because it's like, obviously the book starts off with the Adrian Mellon stuff, and then it jumps in between, like, obviously them being grown up and them being kids, and then when they go back and all their crazy, like, other halves and all that kind of stuff. But I think I love the book. I had never read the book before we saw this. I'd only ever seen the miniseries, and obviously Tim Curry's Tim Curry, do you know what I mean? And I started reading the book. Well, I say read. I got it on Audible. I'm really sorry. It's 72 hours long on Audible. That is more than enough. I'm sure I read somewhere that, like, the book is longer than, like, the fucking Bible. Do you know what I mean? And so, like,
wouldn't it surprise me?
Listen. And then, so, like, I read the book in between, well, listened to the book in between part one and two, and I kept coming through you being like, this happens, and this happens, and then this goes on, and then la 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 la. And then by the time we got to part two, I was pure like, we are so hyped up. We know everything. We have so much knowledge. And then we both went in and we're like, what the fuck is going on?
I think it would work if they done it, but yeah, it would be too much.
That's what we thought. This, because so for anybody that doesn't know, they're doing a TV show. Is it this year or next year it comes out?
Well, it was announced a few years ago. I'm not sure when it's out, but I know they're filming it this year.
They've been talking about it for years. They've been talking about it for years. It's going to be called Welcome to Derry. And then there was like not really a lot of information about it. So me and you were sitting pure speculating. We were like, oh, it's going to be about like, because there's so many backstories in it. Like this guy's been eating wings since like, do you know what I mean? Like there's so many avenues and stuff it could go down. And it could have been like, we were like, oh, it might be an anthology thing, like all the kind of stories. And then recently it's came out that it's just going to be about the Black Spot nightclub.
Yeah, the 50s, I think. Yeah.
That like, what, and see, to be fair, that bit is a really big chunk of the book. Because that's the other thing is, the book just doesn't go on about their lives and as they were kids and stuff. It obviously goes into the backstory of different things that's happened in Derry and people live in Derry and what they think. Oh, totally, totally. Like, it's almost like you're oversaturated with information, do you know what I mean? Which is why there really is so much you could do with any IT project. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, he's definitely give you enough information.
Oh, 100%.
Enough world building to do it.
Oh, absolutely. God, we've been on such a tangent. Sorry, I'll get back to it, part one. I just remember when this was coming out, you and me watched the trailer and we were like, fucking yes. And we avoided everything. We didn't read anything about it. We just knew Finn Wolfhard from Stranger Things was going to be in it. Because like you say, Stranger Things season one came out and we were like, oh, did it look
good?
Totally. And then knew Bill Skarsgård was going to be in it. But at that point, we didn't really know Bill Skarsgård. I just knew, because I knew, is it Alexander Skarsgård from True Blood?
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, he's wee brother smashing. And we dodged everything to do with it. And then we just sat down in the cinema and we were like, fucking yes, let's go. And I remember we were talking about it. Like, we walked the long way home from the cinema just to be like, and another thing. Yeah, totally.
But he wasn't really in anything that we would have watched.
We started that, oh bugger, what was that TV show
Hemlock
that he's in?
Grove.
Hemlock Grove.
Fucking lot of shite.
Awful.
I think
we watched like the first couple of episodes, but is it not your woman, Famke Janssen, she was in it? And then we didn't even clock who Bill Skarsgård was, and it was only after this we were pure looking up of like, this guy's amazing. Like, he's so good in this movie. Everything he does is just prime chef's kiss. I've absolutely no notes for the big man.
He does. I've got to hear it. Like, it was a different take than Tim Curry's, mm-hmm, but both of them are amazing in it.
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
They both, like, they portray it and have that presence in that.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible how you could have two different versions, but they both worked.
Yeah, and they're both, like, I wouldn't say one's better than the other. Do you know what I mean? Like,
you can't compare them. No. They're too different.
I think the miniseries isn't great, but you love it because of everything. As Tim Curry's the best thing about it. Yeah.
A TV movie of its time.
Yeah.
But Tim Curry just fucking deals a show.
Absolutely, absolutely. And our wee Seth Green.
Aye.
But like, yeah, like, Tim Curry was the original one to freak everybody out, and Bill Skarsgård just came in. And he's done all this kind of weird shit with his face, and the way he does it, he does, see, at the very start when it's, hiya, Georgie. And, like, one minute he's, like, laughing with Georgie, and he's like, oh, come to the circus, pop, 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 and then his face just drops, and you're like, oh, fuck. He's so good.
That goes out one of my thoughts of pains, that Stranger Danger, was that not a thing in the 80s?
Yeah.
I can understand, I think the books are the 50s.
Yeah.
How everybody apparently just dumb out the wind, the wild bastard west.
Yeah, doors but, wide open, like nobody's bothered. Like,
I'm pretty sure we're worried about nonsense in that in the 80s.
Yeah, I'm sure that was a thing by then.
I'm going to ask somebody, but I'm pretty sure it was.
I'm sorry, but like, because we were talking about it, like, even as a kid, I feel like walking past a sewer, and if there was a wee clown in there being like, hiya, Lauren, bugger off, I'm
if
away, I'm too much of a shite bag.
Anybody talking in the sewer and saying, shout your name, you'd fucking run a mile.
100%. Absolutely 100%.
He's my boss, get the fuck.
I fuck it, I'll make another one, don't worry about it.
Just yourself, you kid.
The bit that freaks me out with Bill Skarsgård is see the bit where they go to Nebo Street for the first time?
Yeah, yeah.
And they're gone through all the rooms and stuff, and then Eddie's on the floor, and you just see the fridge door open, and he pops out like some mad contortionist. Yeah. So fucking good, and it's so creepy, and it's still creepy every time.
Is that the first time you see him proper, isn't it?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He actually gets to interact with him like that.
Yep, and it's the first time the kid actors actually interacted with him.
I remember you saying that, aye.
Because I've actually got some stuff about that and used some information, so I'll save it.
Fair enough.
Like, that's the bit where he comes out and you're like, there's not really a lot of, like, effect. I mean, the effects come in later on, but see, I'm just talking about as soon as he comes out the fridge and it's Eddie and all the kids come in and he's just standing there like a big menacing bastard and you're like, yep, no, absolutely fair. I'm away.
Bev that shot herself.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. You can see her. See the bit where it's after she throws the like iron bit,
aye,
and he turns around and there was like an interview with her where she was like, that was the first time I'd seen it and I was terrified, and you actually see it. She's pure like that, freaking out. There's fuck it, I'll just talk about it now. That bit where the kids first meet him, Bill Skarsgård had been like purposely kept away from the kids. And then when it's Eddie and he's like slobbering all over Eddie and he's like, tasty, tasty, beautiful fear. And Eddie's like freaking out, gagging, screaming, crying. And Bill Skarsgård said in an interview that like when they said cut, he like went over to the wee guy and he's like, are you okay? Is everything okay? I'm so, so sorry. I'm so, so sorry. And the wee guy's like, brilliant, love what you're doing, the character. Aye. Love it. Keep going. Bill Skarsgård's like, what the fuck?
Very professional they were. Like,
oh, totally.
They were there to make a movie.
Absolutely.
Like, they weren't there to fuck about.
Absolutely, absolutely. I, talking about moving from Bill Skarsgård to Andy Muschietti, we liked Mama. We went to see Mama in the cinema. I think we went with my mum. Like, you and me and my mum went to see it. And we all liked it. And then when this came out, I do really like Andy Muschietti. The Flash, we don't fucking talk about it, right? But I wonder, and this might be a bit of a hot take, a bit of a controversial take, right? Well, I don't know if it'd be controversial, but this movie's great the way it is. Like, Andy Muschietti has this really, like, fantastical view of horror. Like, there's all his kind of horror characters are quite, like, ethereal, fantasy, that kind of vibe. I kind of wonder what this movie would have been like if Mike Flanagan had done it, because Mike Flanagan right now is knocking every Stephen King project out the fucking park. Hell House, amazing. All of those TV shows, incredible. Doctor Sleep, incredible. Like, Gerald's Game, horrific, incredible.
The Stephen King stuff he's done is very good.
And I was watching, when we were watching it, I was just thinking of, like, I wonder, because he kind of sets all of his horror in, like, realism. And I wonder just how mental, like, and more terrifying it would have been if he'd done it. Like, no shade to Muschietti, do you know what I mean? Like, this movie's great, apart from part two. But, like, I just wonder if Flanagan had done it, how much creepier, how much grittier, like, would we have got all the Eddie Cochran stuff that's in the book? Like, do you know what I mean?
I don't know. I think the problem is it's just too much.
Like, yeah.
What, like, because we were talking about the time and you were saying you want the ritual, shouldn't that tell me it should have been in the first one? It's nearly a 2.5 hour film.
I know.
Something needs to be cut. So the best way would, see the way he has done, like Hill House, not maybe doing a TV series about it rather than a movie.
Take my money right now. Tell me when it drops, I'm there.
I think with Mike Flanagan, if he would want to do it, it would have to be a TV show.
He's doing Dark Tower, isn't he? He's got to do it.
He's wanting to do it. He's doing
it.
A Stephen King one, The Life of Chuck.
Ooh.
Hold on, it says here, depicts three different stories in the life of Charles Chuck Trant, beginning with his death and ending with his time growing up in the supposed haunted house.
Cuto. Listen, I'm spooky. In.
So I don't know. I think next time it would be good to have like a 10-part Netflix, Amazon,
whatever.
I am so
in. Take my money. I'm in. Because I know you're like, oh, you want, like, because obviously I was saying, like, Rachel Chud should have been added in. Stephen, if there was just like a wee bit, because they cram so much in part two where they do the flashbacks with the terrible de-aging, but we're not talking about part two. But like, they really cram that in, all the Chud stuff, but like, they try and do Chud in the book, they try and do the Ritual of Chud as kids.
Yeah.
And it's like, see, even if they'd have been like, oh, I'm thinking about it, or like, oh, I've read this thing, and then someone was like, nah, that's not going to work. If there was even like a mention of it, so that just even for people going into part two, had that in their head of like, right, we're going to get a bit nuts here. Do you know what I mean?
They must have had their reasons for it. I don't know why they didn't, but they must have had reasons.
Yeah, yeah. No, no, totally, totally. I just think, like, it just even, like, a tiny wee mention on part one, you'd have went into part two being like, ah, okay. But again, like you say, the book is so fucking big. And there's
what
so much
what
in it.
What can you cut?
Yeah, what do you add with you cut? Yeah, yeah, yeah,
like,
totally.
As I say, this could have been, these could have been 2 4-hour films easy.
Yeah.
But nobody's going to sit for 8 hours and watch
we
them.
We would. I would,
but
like, I would do it. I'm doing it right
wouldn't
now.
Wouldn't have made fucking $700 million if it did. Nah. If you'd done a 4-hour film.
Nah. I remember, sorry, I'm back on my hating of part two bullshit. Like, I remember we loved this one so much and we were so hyped for part two. And was it not at it, part two and Doctor Sleep came out within a couple of weeks of each other? It was something like that. They were really, really close. And you and me were so hyped for part two. We were like, they can't fuck it up, no way. And I really wasn't, I hadn't read the Doctor Sleep book. I had only really seen The Shining movie, and The Shining movie is one of my favourite movies of all time. I don't know if I can be trusted to do an episode of this on The Shining, because that would be a 4-hour long episode. Aye. But I was really worried about Dr. Sleep, because I was like, how do you know The Shining's perfect, blah, 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 blah. And then we went, and It Part 2 was fucking awful, and we both came out of Dr. Sleep, you're like, that was amazing!
Aye, we weren't even going to see Dr. Sleep,
we weren't,
was it?
No. And then it was after Dr. Sleep, I went right down my wee Stephen King phase mind. I got like all of them, was like reading them all and was pure coming through and doing your absolute box and being like, there's another thing here. And you were like, I need bother.
Just Google it.
Yeah, 100%.
Right, he saved you for hating, just going on about how much you hate part two.
Okay.
I'll try and deal this back on track.
Okay,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the one thing I've noticed watching it, but I mean, when is it, 2017? So it's that. 7 years ago,
yeah.
CGI isn't great for the parts, even with Pennywise running and that fucking woman in the office, rabbi's office.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I put a note here, is that why not do something like, obviously don't copy it, but like the Valak scene in Conjuring 2.
Yeah, like practical kind
of
thing.
Yeah, like that would have made it so much better, but yeah. You kind of lose the scariness. Like you can get the initial shock,
mm-hmm.
but then once you see what they look like, you're like,
this is
pointless.
That goes back to, God, how many times do we bring this up when we are watching movies and it's like, they don't really do a lot of practical ever anymore. Like, no. Do you know what I mean? Like, going back to our Mike Flanagan tangent, like, most, if not all of his stuff is practical, which is why it's like, whereas, because Andy Muschietti does all the kind of fantastical, ethereal horror, he loves the watery, wavy hair, doesn't he? Like,
he's done that in Mama as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, like the woman in the rabbi's office, like the painting, that could have just been a person. Like, do you remember when they got, like, now the lassie that plays Penny in American Horror Story, she's in Freak Show, she's in Asylum, and the woman who plays Valak as well, like, you have these really distinctive faces. Yeah. Like, these people make their career on being terrifying horror creatures. Yeah. You know what I mean? Even your man that's in, like, Shape of Water. Your man that was in Doctor Sleep, your man that was in Hell House as well. Like, there's a whole group of actors who make their money because they're weird looking as fuck. And I don't mean that to sound bad, but that's where their bread and butter is.
That's the thing, they get that Javier Botet to play the leper.
That's your man.
So why not get somebody to play her?
Get his pals.
Only in it for 2 minutes, not even 2 minutes. But
it'd
make it look better.
Totally.
Like the bit of the library now with the little kid, that looks good. But yeah. With her, it's just, it throws you right off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, how can you be scared of something? It looks stupid.
Yeah, it looks daft.
Like, I can understand being scared of it, but I'm like, once you see it, you're like, this is just stupid.
Yeah, 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 totally, totally. I think as well, this movie, I mean, Pennywise is such an iconic horror character.
Yeah.
But like, when this came out, there was all the posters of like Georgie with him standing behind with the balloon. There was like the posters of like Pennywise's eyes on the buses and all that. And I remember my niece is now 10, but at the time she must have been, oh God, like 6 or 7 or something. I don't actually know.
What, 7 years ago?
Yeah.
7 3.
Okay, never mind. But like,
quick maths.
Yeah, quick maths. But like,
fucking hell, man.
Wowee.
Do I get your calculator and double check?
Shut up.
Fucking
but
hell.
Like, I remember, like, when because obviously, like, I know she's three, she's too young to know what it was, but I remember, like, when we'd take her out and she'd see the, like, Pennywise posters and she was like, what is that? Like, because obviously it's a creepy image. And then, like, the older she's got, like, I used to have a yellow, like, raincoat, and every time, she'd never seen it, knew nothing about it, yeah. And every time I would come in, she'd go, hiya, Georgie, and I was like, you are terrifying, stop that. And now she's, like, she was always, like, the older she's been getting, she's like, can we watch it, can we watch it, can we watch it? And I'm like, no, but yes, but no.
You get your mammy's permission.
100%, I'll phone my sister up the night, like, come on.
That, I've also got one here, how many times should their kids have died?
Oh my god, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, at least about a million broken bones.
Like, Henry Bowers took a fucking beating going down that well.
Yes! Just
gets out of fine to start absolutely. The second one.
See, as well, never mind even the bits where they're, like, running away from Pennywise. See the bits where they're jumping into the gorge, like, into the lake?
Yeah, yeah.
Jumping from that height into water is fucking sore.
That would be,
like,
painful.
You're hurting yourself, do you know what I mean?
Nah, that would be fucking, I'd yeah, be imagining.
That's a couple of cracked ribs, that, do you know what I mean?
Fucking getting their stomach slashed.
Yes, oh, like, don't.
Then they just cover it up and that's it. I get it.
Aye, wee Ben's just cutting about pure chib. Like, aye, they bother.
Then jumping at water. Yes. Or was that before it? I can't remember now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I think that's after it. Oh, no, is it before it? No, it must be before it. I don't know. Let's watch film again.
It can't be before it.
Yeah, Trick's have all got their tops off and he doesn't have a chib.
He had they met them before. He got chip members because he fell off the... He took a heater down the...
Of course, the side and of the that's road. How he meets them, aye. And that's how they fix them, and they'll become pals. Well, there's some fucking continuity. There's no chip in his stomach.
Aye.
God's take, Miss Getty.
Right, man. Told you this movie's piss. We're watching this shit again.
Do you have anything else for thoughts and opinions? Because I could... I mean, I'm trying to keep us on track, but I could just rattle on for ages.
And you're just wanting to go about how much you hate the second one.
Don't start me.
The other thing I've got is all the...
Don't start me. I've been talking about it for 20 minutes.
Is it all the background all the background stuff that happens? So, like, the library with the woman looking over.
Yes.
And, like, Pennywise appearing in the painting and that.
Yes.
And is that... You need to focus on that more than what the actual people are doing.
Mm-hmm. And that's what's so good on, like, the more times you watch it, hence why that's a 10 out of 10 we watch again. But, like, the more times you watch it, the more things you pick up on. Like you're saying, when Ben's been chipped and it's just the mural at the back and then it's only at the end, Pennywise's face is, like, under the tire or something.
It's something like, I think he's not there, like, when they're fixing him up, mm-hmm. then he's there again.
Yeah.
Then when they go back, it's not there. But also, they don't notice this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Aye, they're just cutting about. As well, I think I've kind of went into more of this in is, but, like, the adults are all really fucking creepy. Do you know what I mean? Like, I mean, I'll get into more of this in E, but they all look weird. Like the pharmacist has, like, this weird kind of dry, scaly face with the eyebrows. No, I know. And then, like, Bev's dad has this really, like, all of the adults are really, like, repulsive. They're all either, like, really oily or, like, scaly looking. Do you know what I mean? Like, they do it really well because, obviously, none of the fucking... All the adults are dicks. Like, within the first 5 minutes... Yeah, yeah, like, of course.
Pennywise is meant to... I don't know what it is. He's so, exactly done it, but...
Yeah, yeah. So, basically, it's that, like, Pennywise is, like... I don't... Aura is not the right word, but, like, aura has, like...
The chakras.
Yeah. He's master not aligned to chakras. Like, but he's, like, basically because he's been in Derry for so long, the whole place is, like, really it's been manipulated by him. So he is, like, because they're older as well, they're not scared, but they're just not noticing it. Like, obviously, but they know what's going on because it's kind of more in the book because... In the book, when Mike Hanlon's older, he's, like, writing the history of Derry.
Uh-huh.
So he's going around speaking to everybody, and everyone is telling all these stories, but then they're always like, oh, Derry's just always been a really fucked up place and all that, and Mike's like, yeah, because of this kind of life.
Yeah, every 27 years, is it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's, like, even at the start, like, when Georgie's, like, screaming, like, arm ripped off, like, going off his nut, and that wee granny's just like, don't worry about it, like, I see nothing here.
Is it, they all know something's happening, and they're like, we're too old, we don't care anymore.
Yeah, we don't give a fuck,
I think I've went through everything that I've, like, my thoughts and opinions on it. I mean, there's loads more, but obviously the book's famous for an orgy scene, but I'd rather not talk about that with kids.
No, that's always the bit
Keep this PG.
Yeah. PG, we do nothing but swear on these episodes.
Fuck's sake, kids can't hear a swear word.
I said, we're from Glasgow, it's a comma, do you know what I mean? No, that bit as well, like, I'm glad they didn't, because that was something that, obviously, like, we knew that that had been a thing in the book, but I hadn't read the book at the time, and then I remember, like, because in the book, it, like, leads up to it and then distracts and leads up to it and then does something else, and it's one of those bits you're like, I feel like that bit is worse than anything Pennywise does, because you're sitting when you're reading the book, or listening to the book, in my opinion, and in my view, but, like, you know it's coming, and then it happens, and you're like, ooh, but it's without, it's not a bit you can skip, because it basically leads on to, not leads on to, but it kind of more alludes to the, in the Stephen King universe, basically The Shining, right? And there's, like, a whole bit after that that implies that all of these kids have The Shining, and that's why they've been able to defeat Pennywise. But that's a whole other tangent for the whole other Stephen King universe.
I'm just going to say, they call that an STD. Well, let's carry on. I don't want to hear it, and I would tell you, gorgeous.
So, will we go on to favourite scene? What is your favourite scene?
Mine's just the garage scene. See where they'll try to look at photos of the, the plans.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's like the mum's hair and his face comes out of it. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Another one is kind of ruined with CGI when he pops out. Looks a bit iffy, but but that's my favourite one. Can't
totally. I'm with you. I'm with you. I think it's only when it's fine. See when he pops out the first time, and then when he starts like crawling towards them with the big teeth, you're like,
it's the movement of the CGI that really off.
Yeah.
I don't know what choices they made or how they did it. I have no idea, but it's just I don't know if they consulted you in that meeting. I have no idea. I have no idea how to date them. Point four in me. But it's just really try and make it more monster-like, I suppose. Yeah, but it just doesn't work for me.
Nah, I'm with you. Mine is... I know it's pure boring, but like, see just the opening 10, 15 minutes of like Georgie running down, and it's see when Georgie hits his head and then the boat's going and you're like, no, Georgie, no.
You know what's coming. Happen,
yeah. Or, and this is pure shite, but see, after they all fall out and then they're all separated, and then he hears, dear God, have you got the letter? Yeah. And I'm like, yes, tune, play again. Do you have a particular favourite time where Pennywise bams up the wains?
I've just got the library.
The library,
the whole bit, like, you know, it's near the beginning, and you just see the librarian turn around and the balloon floating.
But
my favourite one, and it's not in this movie, it's the library scene in the TV show.
Yeah,
you got Prince Albert in a can.
You let the poor guy out. Ha 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 ha.
That's the best scene of all of these, hands down.
Just pick Tim Curry with that rattle thing. Yeah.
Fucking, oh. Tim Curry's so good, man.
I know. Mine's is either Eddie with a leper. See when it's like Eddie drops all this stuff and then over here is Eddie. He just looks up and you're like, oh fuck. Like, but Pennywise, for all he's terrifying, is just a massive bam up. Like, he's just finding just ways to be an inconvenience, like when Bev's whole bathroom is like covered in blood and all that, and she's like, are you fucking joking? And they all need to go and clean it and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, Pennywise is just a pain in the arse. Will I jump into useless information?
Yeah, get your useless information out the way.
Right, I do have a fair few, my apologies. So the children's TV show that is played on every television in the background, that funnily enough only the adults are watching, gets increasingly more violent as the movie continues. At the beginning of the film, it simply tells the children it's fun to play in the stairs, or always talk to clowns. Clowns are your friends. And it's like kind of minimal sinister like that, and then by the end of the movie Pennywise is in with the kids and they're all obviously screaming like kill them all when it's them Henry Bowers and all that. But stuff like that just gets me, do you know what I mean? I just really love shit like that. Again, we kind of we covered that Pennywise had been kept away from the kids, and obviously wee Jack Grazer, who plays Eddie, was like, this is amazing, and basically Bill Skarsgård from then on just called them like his mini professionals, and like they would all go for lunch together, and Bill would be like, oh, what are you doing at the weekend? What movies are you watching? What TV are you watching? And they were like, Bill, we're trying to learn our lines. And Bill was like, are you getting on? Like, Bill was like, I've never worked with anyone more professional than these kids.
He's the one just trying to take it easy.
Yeah, he's trying to chill. This movie is also the highest grossing Stephen King adaptation to date. And think of how many bloody Stephen King movies there are. Most of them are shite, but there's so bloody many. In this movie, Pennywise only has 4 minutes of actual dialogue. Like, the rest of the time he's just standing about. So, talking about Tim Curry from earlier on, he was at a fan expo. I can't remember which one. I think it was the Canadian one. And basically in an interview, he was asked about what he thought of the new It and did he think it compared to his performance. And he basically just came out praising Bill Skarsgård to the roof, man. He was like, I loved it. And he said how he was happy to pass the mantle to Bill and that it's Bill's job to terrify a new generation. And he absolutely succeeded. And I'm like, amazing. Like, no, of course he did.
He did.
Well, that's the thing. Like, Tim Curry was like the most terrifying thing about the 80s. Do you know what I mean? Aye. And now it's Bill Skarsgård. So obviously we know obviously how great the kids were in part one. And they were then allowed to pick or asked who they would like to play them in part two. Only Finn Wolfhard and Sophia Lillis got their choices of Bill Hader and Jessica Chastain. But I thought some of the original choices were quite funny, right? So Ben, the wee boy who plays Ben, picked Chris Pratt.
Nice.
The wee boy who played Bill picked Christian Bale. I know. The wee guy who played Stanley picked Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who, when you see the older Stanley, I can kind of see it, but I think he looks more like Nate Wolfe, like, no, the Wolfe twins, Hereditary, I think he looks more like them. Wee guy who played Eddie chose Jake Gyllenhaal, or Gyllenhaal, however you pronounce it, and the wee guy who played Mike chose Chadwick Boseman. Now, obviously, most of them were quite busy in the Marvel Universe at this time.
Yeah, not a lot of them would have took it in.
Absolutely
I don't
not.
See Christian Bale doing it.
That's the thing. I love the confidence of this wee kid being like, yeah, fuck it. I'm a young Christian Bale. Christian Bale's like, aye, so you are.
Chase yourself.
100%. Like, I do think, though, the ones that they got to play them did look more like them.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Older Eddie looks exactly like younger Eddie. But I do think, like, they just picked these guys out of hat, man. Like, I mean, we can't moan. Like, we were not Bill Hader fans until part two, and then we were like, he's the best bit about this movie. And now we have, like, a solid respect for Bill Hader.
He saves the second one.
Oh, like, he really does.
The bits he's in, it's just, oh.
I know.
So funny.
I know. Will we jump on to our favourite category? We're going 80?
Well, I want to try something for discount version.
Okay. Yeah. Right, discount version,
this
let's go.
This is probably going to do Lawrence Dutton.
Oh, no, don't.
I've decided for this part,
because
I don't know actors, so I've put it into the AI thing.
Shut up.
They cast it. And some of them are quite good, by the way.
Ross, get off AI, man.
So, see, for Pennywise, they've said Willem Dafoe.
Okay. I can see it, but no.
Stupid enough to date, isn't he?
Aye.
For Bill Denbrough, it would be Timothy Chalamet.
You can't do that to me, Ross. Wait, like older? Like, are we talking part two older?
Oh, part one.
You can't get me you can't put Timothy Chalamet in that movie.
How?
Because I really like Timothy Chalamet and I don't want to watch Timothy Chalamet as a child.
Like, Bill Denbrough, obviously, yeah. Chalamet. Beverly Marsh, Emma Stone.
Yeah, it can't be part one then. These are adult actors, Josh. You're clearly trying to make
this is AI, right? Don't shout at me.
Oh, aye, this is the thing that's stealing everybody's jobs, and they can't even get an age bracket right.
I won't go through all of them, but
I hit me with a good spot.
For Henry Bowers, they said Jack O'Connell.
He would be good, by the way.
Aye, I thought that.
Jack O'Connell would be great.
And last
He's
one,
always
I'll,
good.
Last one I'll just do is for Georgie. Jacob Tremblay.
He would have been a good Georgie. He was too old by this point, though. I wonder why he wasn't, like, one of the other kids. Because, like, obviously, Finn Wolfhard was quite big, but I don't know, maybe Jacob Tremblay had, like, aged out by that point. Because he's kind of doing a lot of weird stuff now. He's trying to do that child-to-adult actor, but he's making just weird choices, man.
He was in the Doctor Sleep when he played a little kid.
So he was, actually. No, yeah, you're absolutely right. He's Baseball Boy. Mm-hmm. Hi. I wonder why he wasn't, like, one of the original choices, because you'd think he'd be... I mean, maybe he was busy, because he was getting fucking booked for absolutely everything.
Right. In Doctor Sleep for that one scene.
That's true. For discount version for me, I just said that all the kids were clearly discount versions of fucking Chapter 2, but I just don't see how Bill looks like James McAvoy. Bill is very obviously a tall boy. James McAvoy is a very short man.
I think they needed a big lead actor.
Yeah.
McAvoy is, but he's no good in this. He's a fairly big name, obviously, X-Men and all that.
Yeah. part two is the reason why I just can't stand McAvoy anymore. Like, McAvoy needs to pull it out of the bag to bring me back on side.
That's the funny thing. We were like, when it was Doctor Sleep and that, yeah. I was like, Ewan McGregor.
Yeah, we were like, can it be arse or Ewan McGregor?
Ewan McGregor was brilliant in it. I don't know why we thought that. Like, why did we just have a hate for Ewan McGregor for some reason?
I think Ewan McGregor's fucking great. Aye. I want to watch Doctor Sleep now. For part one, the guy who plays Patrick Hockstutter, Henry Bowers' mm-hmm. pal, I thought was just discount. He is a discount version of Keanu Reeves and Bill and Ted. Like, obviously, that's probably the point, but, like, the whole time I was watching it, I was like, baby Keanu, what's going on? That's all my discount versions of. I really didn't have much.
Nah. I just thought it'd be something different.
Yeah, no.
I've not really added discount versions of for a while.
The only reason we added the discount version of category, because normally when we watch movies, we're like, oh my god, it's Poundland, Jenner Butler, or something, like, and now we've actually been using it, and we're like, I can't fucking think of anyone.
I don't know that many actors. They fucking idiot.
Right, will we jump into it?
Aye.
So, why are all the adults watching children's television? Is there fuck all to do in Derry? No, you know, got a job? No. To go sit in the house all day watching children's TV as it tells you to go play with clowns and kill them all.
Go be Pennywise, be an accountant. That's all I can think of.
I know. 80s bullies. Fucking psychos. In any 80s movie or any movie based in the 80s, I know we're talking about this, but 80s bullies are just insane. Like, it wasn't enough just to call Ben fat and push him about. You have to whip out the knife and carve this motherfucker up. Like, what?
No, the gay slurs and all that.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a few ratios flung around as well.
I know. Well, definitely in Stephen King 80s movies as well, like, the bullies are just evil, do you know what I mean? Like, and Stand By Me and all that, like, they're going, like, Stand By Me, all the kids are just going to find the body, and Big Kiefer Sutherland whips out a gun and all that, you're like...
Because this is based the same time, isn't it? Obviously, they changed the dates for this one.
Yeah.
So it's more like, what, the 50s, where kids had guns, just
Changed the one, they changed the time for... Oh, that should have been my useless information. They changed the time for It Part 1 so that it came out exactly 27 years after the miniseries, which just tickles me. I guess my ghoulies. But see, like, as well, the bullies, right? They're awful. They're just so horrible. Like, genuinely, like, threatening severe violence, fatal injuries, and all the wee kids are like, oh, Kenny Bowers, man, he's a bit of a dick, isn't he? And it's like, no, he's a fucking psycho.
He's a fucking nut job.
I think you covered it as well when you were going over your thoughts and opinions. The fact that Henry survives getting chucked down that well.
Oh, that's some bit of bullshit.
Do you know what I mean? Just to get flushed out and come back in it. No, shut up. I don't care what power Pennywise has over the bloody town. Nah, there's no way you're coming out of that without at least some broken legs, a broken back. No way. Deed. You'd just be deed.
Yeah. The only one I've got is... the cinema. Is that I'm sure I read this somewhat. Is it Lethal Weapon then?
Lethal Weapon and Nightmare on Elm Street 5?
The movies didn't come out to be at the cinema.
Oh, really?
Like, not together anyway.
Really?
I'm sure I read that somewhere.
Love that, love that.
That's just I could be totally wrong here, but that's just a bit of information that's in my head. Yeah. Whether I made it up or not, I don't know.
Don't even look it up. We're making that a canon thing now. Like, therefore it is true.
Like, I'm sure... Is it Lethal Weapon or is it Batman that's on it?
Oh, no, it is. It's Batman and Nightmare on Elm Street 5. That's because we were taught about Lethal Weapon the other day, Ross. You just get Lethal Weapon in the brain.
But regardless, Batman came out 89. And I'm sure Nightmare on Elm Street was before that. Like, doesn't matter, but that's just a little bit.
No, I love that.
I always remember, like, I'm sure I read that somewhere, somebody told me that, and I never bothered looking up at the time, but
Just like, yes, that is a solid fact, yes.
Aye, that's a core memory.
No one tell him he's wrong if he's wrong, right? Just let Ross believe what he's believing.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Remember somebody moaning about it, and I was like, doesn't matter. It's not a part of the fucking film.
Yeah.
Like, fuck off.
I always think as well, those kids must have been fucking honking. Because they are never out of the sewers. They're always running about abandoned houses. Aye. They must have been stinking. Because Eddie's always like, that's grey water. And it's like, yeah, you're walking about in piss and shit. Of course yous are honking.
Have you got any more for it?
Just do, I promise, and then I'll shut up. So, like, just because obviously in Thoughts and Opinions, we were talking about, like, the parents and how, like, creepy they are. Obviously, it's never said, but it's heavily implied that, like, Eddie's mum is, like, Munchausen's by proxy. Bev's dad, it's not even fucking implied. It's basically shown that he's, like, molesting her. Like, every adult in Derry is just awful. And I don't even think this is an A, but, like, I think what, because they all look so fucked, they all like, proper. And I'm just like, what is the skincare routine in Derry? Because yours are all howling. Yeah. Like, but it's like, they all don't have eyebrows. Like, Eddie's mum's, like, super greasy and shiny. Uh-huh, yeah. So is her dad. Like, but then the pharmacist has this, like, really dry skin and stuff like that. And it's like, he did a really... Sorry, I've jumped right off of A. Like, I just wanted to bring up the creepy adults again. But it's like, even when they're driving past, like, Ben getting slashed up, and they're watching it. And obviously, you see the balloon in the background. Aye, so you know Pennywise is involved, cutting about. But it's like, could you imagine just driving past and it's like, oh, no, look, darling, there's a little child getting slashed. Aye. They bother. And just my last one, purely because I am a bitter, bitter bitch, I wish that my home haircuts came out the way Bev's did. How many times...
That's a good career in that for
her. How many times, Ross, have I walked in that bathroom and came out with a squinty fringe? Yeah. Or came out with, like, oh, I just need to fix a layer, and then I've chopped, like, 4 inches off my hair. And she comes out... She's not even paying attention. She's just pretty like, emotionally cutting her hair. And it comes out like Molly Ringwald perfect. And I was just sitting watching it and I was like, you fuck bitch. Like, the amount of times I've ruined my hair either through, like, I'll just dye it myself. I'll just cut it myself. And it always ends up looking like an absolute riot. Yeah. Don't say yeah. You're supposed to be like, no, Lauren, you look great.
No, you've had a few shockers.
The mud hair, remember the mud hair?
He-Man.
Ugh. Shut up, you don't talk about that He-Man haircut. So we just jump into best kill, worst kill?
Aye, for my best kill, I've got Georgie.
Yeah, I've got it's Georgie
too. It's the iconic
too.
One. Yeah. And the worst kill, Betty Ripson. You don't see it.
Yeah. I had Henry Bauer killing his dad. I just was like...
That's quite a cool kill though.
Thanks so. Right, okay.
Just fucking getting the knife at his neck.
Well, the telly's like, kill them all. Okay.
Fuck you.
Right, fine, I take it back.
No, you stand by that. You're wrong, but stand by it.
Fine. We're going to worst guy whose hairline just seen.
Go to Peyton Robin. Stupid.
Really?
Does it work? Does it work for this?
I just had every grown up in Derry. I know I've said it in about 3 different bits. Like, the adults are shit. All your kids are getting fucking munched. They're all posting other missing kids over the top of old missing kids. I know it's all we do with Pennywise, but the adults in Derry are dicks. Last category. Is there any point in the movie where you're like, I'm out?
Not any. The movie is a bit too long for me, but there's not a part I would cut. No. I don't think there's a part you can cut.
No.
But like nearly 2.5 hours is a long time.
See, I said that. I was like, there's not one bit I'm out of. Like for a 2-hour 15... For a 2-hour 15-minute movie, I'm always in the mood for it. I don't care. Yeah. Like, I'll watch that whenever. It's like, I'm like that with Titanic, but Titanic's like 3.5 hours long, and I'm like, yes, give it to me.
It's too long, but you can't. Nothing would cut it. It wouldn't make sense if they cut parts
of it. I know. I wouldn't have even minded if they made it 2 hours 30 and added in a couple of ritual attitude things so that you knew what to expect for later.
I couldn't do it. 2.5 hour out, I'm fed up with them.
Oh, I know. Everything these days is bloody 2.5 to 3 hours long. I mean, we're still a bit traumatised from the Oscars where everything was like 3 hours, 3.5 hours. I'm like, no, I just want a 90-minute banger.
Yeah.
I miss when movies were 1.5 hours.
Then the time we did one, fucking League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Oh,
it was just,
yeah, no.
1.5 hours or whatever it was, a shite.
Yeah, we played ourselves, man. We played ourselves and we played the listeners. Yeah. See, after watching it, it's just really put me in the mood to, like, listen to the book again.
Yeah.
But I'm in the middle of this other book series now, and I'm just like, can I just... Like, do you know what I mean? My head's out of it, because I'm like, I really just want to go and watch it. Like, yeah. So it's proper reigniting it. I think we definitely do some more Stephen King movies on this. Or, we could do... Like, when we did the Oscars overview, we could do, like, a Stephen King
Yeah, we'll
overview.
Do one of them at some point.
But we're
still trying to figure out what movies.
Yeah. Are we going good Stephen King or are we doing bad Stephen King?
We'll figure it out.
Because if we're doing good Stephen King, there's I mean, that list's a lot shorter than Shite Stephen King. Yeah. But if we're doing Shite Stephen King, I vote Thinner.
Aye. I've got a couple we can add.
Aye, perfect. Perfect. Anyway, guys, that's all for us this week. Thank you so much for listening again. Any thoughts and opinions, share them on Instagram. Next week, we have our first guest star, and we're doing another 80s banger. Well, banger in a good way or not, you can decide. Like, yeah. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
I ain't naughty boy.